This is an extraordinarily historic moment in the history of God's people. That great leader of Israel, Moses, is about to die. He's been leading Israel for 40 years, but now he's about to stop. It's an incredibly important moment. His job is done, and Joshua is about to take over. So Moses says in verse 2, I am now 120 years old, and I'm no longer able to lead you. It's quite understandable, isn't it? The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. A change of leadership is an incredibly important moment in any organization and amongst any group of people. When you have a change of leader, it stirs up all sorts of emotions. Some people are excited and looking forward to the new leader, maybe bringing some new energy, new direction. Others are anxious, wondering what's going to change, and perhaps they'll even lose their jobs or their positions. Just think about the history of Australia over the last dozen years or so and the number of prime ministers we've had. You might be able to remember some of your emotions each time the prime minister changed. Anger, frustration, confusion, disappointment, all sorts of emotions. So imagine that you are one of God's people at this moment, and Moses says, I'm about to die. What would you be feeling as you were hearing this? After all, what you've just experienced, Moses' leadership for the last 40 years, is you've been in the desert, and he's the only leader you've had. You've been quarantined almost in the desert. And now you're going to be, the restrictions are going to be lifted, and you're going into this new land, a land of freedom, the land flowing with milk and honey. But the great leader is not coming with you. And he's telling you, you've got battles ahead of you, literal battles. So I expect the people are feeling anxious, feeling afraid. And so Moses has got some important things to say to both the people and the new leader. And this message that he gives to the people and to Joshua is a message that resonates through the centuries and even can be applied to us now. We're living in a time of uncertainty, and Moses is saying to the people, I want you to stay strong because God is with you. So let's look at what Moses says to the people first in verses 3 to 6, and then we'll see what he says to Joshua. Would you look at your Bibles if you have one, or your device, wherever you have your scriptures? After last week's sermon from Mark, we need to take seriously the reading of scripture. So please follow on with me from verse 3. This is Moses speaking to the people. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will also cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said. And the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed, along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. What's Moses talking about here? Well, this goes all the way back to Genesis, when God promised Abraham a land, the land of Canaan. For example, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 8, God has taken Abraham to Canaan. He doesn't own any of the land yet. But in verse 8 of Genesis 17, God says to Abraham this. He says, the whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and to your descendants after you, and I will be their God. This has been God's promise to his people, that they would have a land in which to dwell. Now, not just a land to call their home, but a land in which to be God's people, to display who God is to the other nations. God has made this promise to Abraham. But after this promise, it's taken centuries for it to come to fulfillment. And during those centuries, God's people have spent time in Egypt as exiles and slaves. And then they spent time in the desert wandering, would we ever get there? Now, near the end of the book of Deuteronomy, they're about to take possession of this land. They've already had some fights, some battles. They've defeated the kings known here as Og and Sion, two Amorite kings on the eastern side of the Jordan. And God has given them victory. And they will face more fights, more battles when they cross the river. So imagine the fear that is in the people as Moses tells them, you're going to go across the river. There's going to be more battles. And I am not coming with you. Look at how he shapes what he says to them. And he places the emphasis not on what they're going to do and what they're going to experience, but really what God is going to do. Look again back at the verses and how he says this. He says, God will go with you. God will win these battles for you. God will give you a new leader called Joshua. God will give you a land. I'm Moses. I'm not going with you, but God is going with you. He keeps the emphasis on what God is going to do. Now, why does he tell them this? He tells them this because it takes away their fear. He wants them to be trusting in God and not focused on their own fears. And then he comes to verse 6, the last verse in this section, and this is where the real crux of this comes in. Look at what he says. He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified by them, by these other people. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. This is a great verse to memorize and to meditate on, especially if you're facing a challenge at the moment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid of whatever that challenge is. God is going with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a great encouragement, a great challenge that comes from Scripture. Now, we're all facing challenges at the moment as God's people. For example, one of the challenges for us is how can we be church at the moment when we can't gather together? What will church look like in the future? What if we can't sing together for the next year? Or more immediately, how might we celebrate Christmas if we're not allowed to have many people in one place? Now, I don't have the answers to these questions, and so I come to a scripture like this, a verse like this, and I'm listening again for God's guidance to me in this moment of challenge. And God is saying, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. I will go with you into this period of uncertainty. You may not know all the answers before you take the next step across the river. You may not know the answer before you enter into the challenge, but I, God, will go with you. And I'm encouraged by that. Now, perhaps the Israelites had fallen into the trap of trusting in Moses too much, trusting in their human leader. And we all know that, don't we? Once we trust a leader, once they go, you feel uneasy. And so what Moses is trying to say to them is, I am going, but your success, your future is not dependent on me as your human leader. Your future is dependent on God. So keep your eyes on him. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, but I am going to die. And so that's a great encouragement to us, I think, that to know that human leaders do come and go, but God stays with us through the challenges of life. Now, I know many of you are facing challenges at the moment. Some of you are facing the challenge just to keep on going. Some of you are working from home. Some of you are studying from home. Some of you have suffered deep grief during this period of lockdown. I want to encourage you to listen to God's word today. In whatever the challenges you're facing, hear God's word as it says to you, be strong and courageous. What does that look like in your situation? Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified by the challenges. I am going with you. I won't forsake you. I won't leave you. Hear that word. Pray that word into your spirit, into your heart this week. So that's Moses having spoken to the people, and now he speaks directly to Joshua. Imagine you are Joshua, and the big leader says, I'm out of here. I'm done. It's over to you now, and he hands the mantle to you. And Moses, I think, gets Joshua, and he looks him straight in the eye, and he says to Joshua, I've got something to say to you. I've said this to the people, but I'm going to say it to you. And it's basically the same message. He says to Joshua these words. He says, be strong and courageous. I'm in verse 7. For you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You can hear the same echoes, can't you, of what Moses said to the people. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. I'm going with you. Chris Wright, the Old Testament scholar, says that divine leadership is incarnational. Divine leadership is incarnational. That is, it is earthed in human leaders. That's how God does his business. He says, I have something that I want to do. This is how I'm going to get my business done on earth. And he raises up leaders. And then he sends them to do the work that he wants them to do. You can think of the apostles like that, prophets in the Old Testament. And so God's leadership, divine leadership, is incarnational. It's embodied in human beings. That's what he's doing with Moses and Joshua here. And God has raised up many of you. Many of you he's called to leadership, some within the Christian community and some beyond. And he doesn't say, I've got a job for you, now go and do it. He says, I've got a job for you, now let's go and do it together. And he comes with us by his divine presence, his spirit. So he reminds Joshua, I am coming with you across the river. In fact, I'm going before you. You don't need to be afraid. Moses, the man you've known, the man you've trusted, he's not coming, but I'm coming with you. Now, this is a great word, a great encouragement for any leader, particularly a new leader, and particularly if you're facing a big challenge. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Now, leadership can be a tough business regardless of what you're leading. You could be leading a business, or you could just simply be leading a family. Any form of leadership is demanding. And it's helpful to know that God is with you in your leadership role. I have often thought about this in my leadership here at St. Alfred's. When I was commissioned to lead St. Alfred's back in 2000, the year 2000, I had never led a church before. And there was so much that needed to be done and so many mistakes that could easily have been made. Almost as soon as I was inducted, I felt the pressure and the expectations. Maybe some of those expectations were mine, but nevertheless, pressure and expectations to sort out things like buildings and staffing and vision and ministry and Sunday congregations, and that all sort of rolled into to one sort of never-ending series of responsibilities. And I thank you for your patience as I try to work out what it means to lead St. Alfred's. And many of you, I know, are facing all sorts of challenges and pressures as you lead as well. So this is a great scripture to strengthen us as we try and do our leadership roles. Perhaps you should highlight this. If you're the type of person who likes highlighting verses, highlight this one. Or if you're not keen on doing that, maybe print it out. Or if you're good at calligraphy, write it out. Memorize it. Just get it into your system. because it will help you when you're facing tough times. Some of the toughest times for me as leader is when I'm looking for staff, or when we're looking for staff. As you know, we're looking for an evening congregation minister, and now after Chris Jury's announcement last week, we'll be looking for a new youth minister. And every time someone leaves the staff team, I just feel that anxiety in my stomach about, will we be able to find somebody who will be appropriate? And I go through that period of sort of unease. And then I have to remind myself, no, God has gone with us. He's been with us all this time. He's raised up new leaders, like he's raising up Joshua here. Divine leadership is incarnational. He will find a new leader for us. And so I have to sort of remind myself to trust God so that I can remind you to trust God. Because no doubt as leaders come and go within church, you also feel a degree of anxiety. So it's a very sort of practical area, a very real area for me in my leadership. Now, it was interesting to listen earlier in the service to some of the clips from the Sundays at Six congregation about things that they've been learning or going through during COVID, during the isolation. I heard some of you talking about surrendering your plans to God, or learning to trust God more, or learning patience, or trusting God when life just seems so uncertain. Now, I hope if others are feeling those sorts of emotions, that you will listen to God's word to you today, and you will take it to heart, and you will allow God's word to direct you at the moment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. For God goes with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. May that strengthen your hand. May it strengthen your spirit this week. Amen.
So, Peter, that was a great sermon, but I'm just wondering if you might have just stirred up a little bit of anxiety in people about your leadership here at St. Alfred's.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I'm only half Moses' age, and I've only been leading for half the time he's been leading, so maybe I've still got a little bit of time left in me.